It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. White Sands Missile Range has scheduled an open house at Trinity Site on October 5th. Trinity Site is where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated. Range officials said the open house is free and that no reservations are required. Entry will be allowed from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. The U.S.-Mexico border has gained much attention, with President Trump proposing a border wall and the rise in asylum seekers. To get a better understanding of what life is like along the southern border, I sat down with Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea to learn more.
Now, your city is around 16,000 people, is that correct?
That's correct. The estimated census actually puts us at about 17,000 now with the growth that we've seen in the community. But I speculate we're about 20,000. We continue to add housing within the city of Sunland Park, and there's about 2,000 to 3,000 new homes that have been authorized for construction by the city council. So we continue to grow, and we're one of the fastest growing cities in the state of New Mexico.
Your city is also very close to El Paso, the west side of El Paso, which is also growing dramatically, and you have a lot of industry as well located near your community.
Absolutely. West of us, we have the Santa Teresa Industrial Park that's growing. And also, especially after the move of Union Pacific out there with a $450 million investment in that area. But we also have El Paso, West El Paso, to the east of us. And West El Paso is actually landlocked, so you have the Franklin Mountains east of that, which is has locked the land there, and then you have New Mexico or Sunland Park, just west of the west side of El Paso. And from there, you can actually, from my office actually in Sunland Park, you can walk into El Paso or you can walk into Mexico. So we're right at the point where New Mexico meets Texas and Chihuahua.
In Sunland Park, what is life like on a regular basis? Can you kind of give our audience an understanding?
Absolutely. As the city of Sunland Park is actually a very safe community. It's one of the safest communities in the state of New Mexico and within the top 10 percentile in the nation. It is a very quiet community. It is a predominantly low-income community so far. But I think those demographics are going to be slowly changing as we continue this growth within the city. In the northern side, we see a lot of construction of new homes. In the southern side, you have people who have been there established for 30, 40, 50 years, even before the city was incorporated. But it is a very quiet community so far. And many occasions, it's a pass-through for commerce as well. We have Pete Domenici Highway that connects to the Santa Teresa Port of Entry, and you have commerce going in through the northern side of the city. And a lot of the residents who live within Sunland Park actually work in El Paso, and we have a lot of people who work in Sunland Park are from El Paso. So it's a very dynamic area that has people crossing in from different areas and even from Mexico, people who live in Mexico and some that work in Sunland Park.
President Trump, when he made his campaign announcement, made some very strong statements about the need to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. He's also made several comments about the border being dangerous, about El Paso, about border communities being dangerous places. What do you think of those comments as somebody who is the mayor of a city on the border?
Well, I do think that is a mischaracterization of our community and the border here. Not only Sunland Park is one of the safest cities in the state of New Mexico, but the El Paso region, El Paso has been one of the safest cities in the nation, either if it's not the first, second, or third over the last several years, multiple years. So that is a mischaracterization of our communities. And I think some people don't realize that because of our proximity to the border, we're right there. We're one of the largest binational communities in the world. That there's people who live on one side and work on the other, and there's on both sides. I even have one of my counselors who was a plant manager in a factory in Juarez, but he lives here in the city of Sunland Park. So people don't realize that we're one interconnected community, or we have families that have, you know, the mother and the father live in Juarez, but all the children are here in the U.S. with their own homes and their own careers over here, and they have communities go back and forth. There was a time when, you know, when Juarez did have an increase in crime, but that crime did stay over on the Mexican side and didn't spill over into the U.S. So to say that El Paso or this entire region is the front line of this war, it's not a war. What we have here is a humanitarian crisis. And that has a different approach than a front line of a war.
That was City of Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea. Stay with us.